Let's just have a quick prayer before I get into this. Father, pray that what is said tonight is of you. And Lord, what isn't, just let us not be open to receive that. Father, we pray that we can just connect with you tonight and learn something more of you. Amen? Okay, so this is going to be a bit strange, maybe. but I've been doing a lot of thinking about Paul recently. Not our Paul, as in Saul called Paul. Can I have the first slide up, please? Bit strange, isn't it? Are you a Pharisee? And I don't... There's lots to get through here, but I want to be conscious not to say the wrong things as well. You know, I want to build you up and not kind of like slam you down. Yeah? And I'm not planning on being particularly funny, so just go with it. I'm more nervous now than I've ever been speaking before. It's strange that, isn't it? Okay, so there's a lot in the Bible that we kind of miss that's gives us a lot of background as to what's actually happening, okay? Things like, you know, to us, we can't really relate to stoning, can we? That wasn't a strong enough no there. I'm a bit concerned about what you're getting up to. Yeah, oh yeah, I could be stoned tonight. Depends what I say. Oh dear. Okay. Okay, so what I want to get at tonight is, are Pharisees the bad guys, or are they the good guys? Ooh, lots of... Nobody knows, are they? Are they sure? They're not sure? Okay. So, in the Great Sanhedrin, there's two types of people. And if I'm wrong, ask Paul. so these are the Jewish religious leaders, yeah? And we've got the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Still with me? Good. Okay. Do you want to stick the next slide up? This might be a bit small. Oh, that is small, isn't it? No? We're good? Okay, it's just me that can't see it then. Okay, so we've got the Sadducees, who... They're basically the aristocrats of the time. They're elitist people that perform rituals in the temple. And they liked certain things about the Roman culture. I think it's particularly the Greek aspect of it. Can you see it, Debs? Yes. Well, I nearly said that, but I wasn't going to. Because I didn't want to get all political. Okay, but one of the things about the Sadducees, kind of the biggie, for me anyway, is that they believed in the written law and only the written law. Does that make sense to you? That's the first five books of the Bible, and they took it literally. Yeah? Okay. I'm still with myself, so. That meant that some things were open to interpretation. Now, because these were the Sadducees, they held high place. They had a lot of political weight, yeah, with the Romans. Whereas the Pharisees, who also made up the other side of this Sanhedrin, they were more spiritual fathers of what we understand now as Judaism. Yeah, still with me? Good. And the Pharisees came from within the people. Yeah? So they were kind of like business people that have just got elevated a bit, and now they're in this Sanhedrin working to kind of push what is Jewish law. Yeah? So the Pharisees, though, they believe in the written law and the oral law. Okay. So the two are important together, because the written law is what Moses brought from Sinai. Yeah? And the oral law is kind of the spoken side of it that get passed down generation to generation. Yeah? Good. I'm not entirely with it myself, so yeah, we're still good. So the big difference here is that because the Sadducees only had the written law, they interpreted things different to the Pharisees. And things like resurrection, things like the afterlife, things like the Messiah. Okay? So just a bit of background into that. They kind of didn't like each other, so they were always fighting against each other. And actually, the kind of the main time that they come together and work together properly is when they try to get rid of Jesus. Yeah? Still with me? Good. Right. So, why did Jesus have an issue with them? So, I've just given a few verses that I'm kind of just going to glance through very quickly. Next slide, please. We've got Matthew 15, also found in Mark. Some Pharisees confront Jesus about disciples. They've not washed their hands before they eat, which in Jewish law, that's kind of a no-no. Okay, so they're kind of quizzing Jesus on this, and Jesus turns it around, as he does. Matthew 16, again found in Mark and Luke. Pharisees and Sadducees, they're trying to trick Jesus. They want a sign from heaven. Yeah? And Jesus responds by saying, actually, you don't really understand what the time is. He's kind of getting at, they don't know who he is. Yeah? Bearing in mind, the Sadducees don't believe in a Messiah, and the Pharisees do. And he's saying, well, you don't understand it anyway. Matthew 22, also in Mark and Luke. We've got the Pharisees who send people to Jesus to trick him about money. And this was a big biggie because we're talking about taxes. And who likes taxes? Anyone? Liar! Burn him! And Jesus' response is, have a look at the coin. Whose picture's on it? And they say, oh, well, it's Caesar. And so Jesus says, well, we'll give to Caesar what's Caesar's and give to God what's God's. Yeah? Perfect reply. And then we've got Matthew 23 as well. Also in Mark and Luke. And this time, Matthew 23, if you read it, it's quite funny, really. It's kind of this massive rant from Jesus about the Pharisees and Sadducees. And Jesus explains to the crowd how the Pharisees, they're experts in the law, and they really do know their stuff. So you should obey everything they teach, but don't imitate them. Yeah? They like the front seats in the synagogues. Who's on the front row? Ooh, dodgy ground. And the best seats at banquets. But they cheat widows out of their homes and pray long prayers just to show off. Oh, Chris, you're a prime target here at the minute, are you? Oh, dear. Ooh. You got out of it this morning, but... They will be punished most of all. I'm really sorry. I wasn't going to pick on you. But, you know, you're right in front of me. Most of it can be summed up... Most of Matthew 23 can be summed up into Jesus saying that, you know, these are people that... They look good on the outside. And they know their stuff. But actually, inside they're not really with it. Their hearts aren't for God. Yeah? So, Jesus highlights that these are the self-righteous hypocrites. Still with me? Everybody know what a self-righteous hypocrite is? Ooh. Okay. And they're condemning people for being disobedient in really small things, but they're doing bigger things that are wrong. Yeah? And they're trying to catch Jesus out. They're trying to test him. They're trying to make it so that he sins. Who does that? These are the religious leaders. These are the people that the whole of the Jewish nation is supposed to be looking up to. You know, the people that are full of pride and greed. Now you're wondering about the question at the beginning, are you a Pharisee? Scary. And the people that they created traditions through centuries to try and help the Jews to live a good life, to live a life that went with the law, but actually they'd elevated their traditions in line with the law, which isn't, Jesus was against that. And even after Jesus has died, he's risen again and he's gone to heaven, there's still issues with Pharisees. And Paul, not our Paul, Saul Paul from Tarsus, again, he's the one that I was looking at when I was thinking about Pharisees. He went through this massive transition. He was a guy that believed so passionately that the Jews, that the early Christians were against the law, that he was persecuting them, that he was trying to hurt them. And it wasn't until he was on the road to Damascus and he got massively changed by Jesus, who just appeared to him and said, "Why are you hurting me?" And he turned on his ways. Are you all feeling encouraged yet? And he had this revelation that he was doing wrong. So, what can we learn from the Pharisees? What can we learn from all of this? Well, like the Pharisees, you know, we might think that we're actually doing the right thing for God. And sometimes we just get it so wrong. Because, you know, we're not perfect people, are we? Is this a stoning moment? Thank you, Neil. We are not perfect people. And sometimes we just lose our focus. But here's the thing that the Pharisees didn't have. Well, they did have, but they didn't really get until much, much later. We have Jesus as our guide. The Pharisees, they kind of just ignored him. They didn't realize what they got in front of them, even though Jesus told them. You know, in Matthew 7, verse 3, it says, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye? Pay no attention to the plank in your own." You know, are we guilty of focusing on the really small things like the Pharisees did and forgetting that actually we're fallible people? We do wrong and we need fixing. But for us, we've got Jesus. Oh, I didn't get a good enough yeah there. Yeah, thank you. We have Jesus who we can learn from. I've put in the middle there, judging is God's job. You know, it's not for us to do. Don't judge yourself by someone else's standards. And likewise, don't judge others by yours. And lastly on this list, we've got, we are a new creation. Like Paul, who went through this massive transition from being a Pharisee, we as a new creation shift our mindset from being religious law followers into following what Jesus said. Like Paul, we can be demonstrators of God's love, of his grace, of sharing the good news that Christ came, Christ died. You know, we've been singing about it tonight in the song We Believe. He came, he died, and he rose again. And that's that we could be in a relationship with God, God the Father, so that we could be people living lives with the Holy Spirit. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can go out and share the good news to other people. Can I have the band back, please? So, Saul, Paul, went from one extreme to the other. Now, how many of you can say that you are Christian persecutors? Good. Good. We don't have to make these massive transitions as Christians from massive wrongs to doing it right. We've got Jesus. We can do it step by step. But the Bible says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on until completion, until the day of Christ Jesus. God can use anyone. We're all on a journey and none of us are perfect. Subtle. Be an imitator of Christ. We keep hearing this year that it's going to be a big year. Lots is going to happen. But remember, you're a new creation. Make this year the one where you step up. And make this year the year where Christ takes control of your life. And if you don't know Christ tonight, then come and find me afterwards, because I really want you to know him. In fact, pretty much everyone else here wants you to know that as well. We have this massive gift of Jesus. And we are new creations. Amen.
We believe.